Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Commanders Eagles Sunday at 3 p.m. in the NFC Championship game. Here's Joe with the Washington defensive coordinator. Hey, if Jalen Hurts runs, he will pay the price.
If he's going to run the ball and if the coordinator makes a decision for him to run the ball, we're going to treat him like a running back. And we're going to hit him that way. You know, so that's their decision. If they want to get him hit the way that he gets hit, if they don't, they'll keep him in the pocket. So, but that's what we're going to do.
All right, so what happens if Jaden Daniel run? They're going to hit him like he's...
That's exactly what I said to Al this morning. Yes, exactly. Now, if you're Saquon Barkley, you've had a couple of games against Washington where you went a combined 300 yards on the ground. He is well aware that he will be the focus of the Washington defense.
One of the best rush teams, so we know that it's going to be a key focus on a lot of teams, especially Washington coming up. But whatever whatever they want to do, we're ready for it. And at the end of the day, our mindset is just winning football games. So however it looks and whatever it takes.
Sunday, 3 p.m., and it looks like it's going to be like 40 degrees.
Nice.
So it should be a very nice day. Yeah, good day for those fans. The Bills will be in Kansas City at 6:30 Sunday night. Here's Steve Spagnuolo. Josh Allen is a problem as the KC defense is getting ready for Buffalo.
He's a premier threat in this league. I mean, we all know that, right? Not just with his arm, but with his legs and how big he is. I mean, I'm amazed every time I put the tape on. I mean, I was shaking my head this morning talking to the guys going, how do you stop this guy?
I'm sure they'll figure it out. Amari Cooper is part of that Bills offense. I tried to get this in yesterday. I didn't get to it. So it's almost like he was being asked to say something to get himself in trouble, if you will, because the question was essentially, and they're going to the AFC Championship game, are you satisfied with the amount of throws coming your way? Which to me is not a fair question, but that's what he was asked, and I thought he answered it quite well.
I'm very satisfied. I've never been this far in the playoffs. You know, obviously every receiver wants to have, you know, 10, 20 catches a game, but that's not always how the cookie crumbles, and it's not always the most beneficial thing for the team, force feeding, you know, one guy the ball just for the sake of that. You know, winning is obviously way more important.
How about that?
Very good. Been around a long time than Amari Cooper. He knows how to answer a question.
Sure does. And we will have both these games on the fan on Sunday. Now, the Lions are still picking up the pieces from losing to Washington. Their GM is Brad Holmes, and he says, yeah, tough to lose.
Fell short of the goals that we set out to accomplish this year, and it stung. It's humbling, but, you know, won't allow to discredit all the positives that we were able to accomplish as well this season.
And he did say...
I'll tell you one
thing,
they're going to have to hire some new coaches.
That is true.
They lost some guys. I wonder, because there was that initial report that maybe Mark Brunell would come with Aaron and be his offense coordinator, but what does Dan Campbell do? Maybe he elevates
Brunell.
Brunell,
you also got Scotty Montgomery there, who I think is like, he's also had the assistant head coach title, and he was the running backs coach, and obviously Jahmyr Gibbs with the year he had with David Montgomery. That could be an option for offensive coordinator. Yeah, I would. I always
like hiring the quarterback as the offense coordinator, man, because he knows.
He knows. He'd been through it.
He knows what's going on, man.
You
get the running back coach. They want to feed the running backs. You get the offensive line coach. They want to run the ball, which is all fine and dandy, which is what you have to do to win these playoff games, man. But you get that quarterback back there like Kevin O'Connell. Let's drop back and let's rip it, guys.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Speaking of the quarterback, questions in L.A. about Matthew Stafford. Will he retire? Is he going to keep playing? Here's Sean McVay. Just hopes there's no indecision. Whatever he decides to do, let's get it going so we're not kind of curious.
We don't want to have that go on again. I don't think that's good for anybody. I think sooner than later, being able to get that clarity, understanding, clear, open, and honest communication. I think there's a lot of a love coming from our part. I think.
Yeah, and I saw
he wants a new contract. He wants
more
money.
I'm sure he does. Everyone wants more money.
Yes, so Matthew's wife put out there that he cracked four ribs and he played for the team and he got the team into the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. So that just means he deserves more money, wants more money. And if I were in his position, I would be saying the same thing.
All right, NBA Knicks and Nets were off, but as we heard on TNT from Kenny and Charles as they were announcing the All-Star Game starters.
Y'all going to be happily surprised. The first name, East starters, guard, Jalen Brunson from the New York Knicks.
Well-deserved. From the New York Knicks, Carl Anthony Towns.
Two Knicks.
Among the starters.
Well-deserved.
First time since 1975 that the Knicks have had two starters in the All-Star game, and it was Clyde and Earl Monroe. However, was it 50 years ago? It's a long time ago, that's kind of cool.
This announcement yesterday almost made me want to watch the game. Almost.
Well, I think the pomp and circumstance is fun, and then the game starts, and it kind of sucks, but it is what it is.
No, it is pretty cool, but none of this means anything until they really make it deep in the playoffs, and then we could talk about these guys in the same breath as some of the great Knicks teams.
They'll be joined by Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, and Giannis in the West, LeBron, KD, Steph Curry, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and Nikola Jokic. T-Wolves beat the Thunder last night in Oklahoma City, 121-115. The Spurs buried the Pacers, 140-110. I'm going to play a clip from Victor Wembanyama here on Spurs TV. I mean, it's one of the cooler highlights in a regular season basketball. This isn't an all-star game. They win by 30. Wembanyama's line, 30 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 block shots, and this along the way.
Wembanyama too strong on the three. Champagne the rebound. Victor steps through off the back.
Oh!
To himself! Sefu! Victor!
Oh, goodness.
I don't know if you saw this. This is, it's pretty wild. He misses a three. Julian Champagne, I think is the former St. John's kid, gets the rebound, gets it out to Wembanyama, who tosses it off the backboard to himself for the dunk.
I mean, if you were that tall, you'd be doing the same thing.
You're right. I know. But it's still, you see that in All-Star games. You don't usually see that in the regular season.
How big are his feet?
I saw a picture. It's when we were talking about feet the other day.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
I mean, they look like paddles. I mean, they are, it's crazy. Well, I mean, he's a big guy, so it's
people say like size 17, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be incredibly difficult to travel on the plane. It has to be.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah.
Well, he's going to be in first class. So I'm sure they have their own plane.
Even first class, though, is he's seven foot five.
No, if they have a corporate jet and
they can customize it for him.
Customize it, yeah, move the seats around, turn it sideways.
Now, I mentioned Jokic.
Probably a pain in the ass for the flight attendant.
An all-star starter on the West. So he last night had 30, another great stat line, 35 points, 22 rebounds, 17 assists. They beat the Kings 132 to 123. So he's an all-star starter. And he was asked about it post-game on Altitude Sports.
It was also announced today, Nicola, seven-time All-Star. I bet a lot of these Nuggets fans in here voted for you to make it there. What do you have to say to them?
Thank you, guys. Thank you for sending me and making me not having rest. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, he hates.
He does.
He hates everything that isn't the games that he is contractually has to play in. I mean, and he makes no secret about that.
He wants to go home for the weekend.
He wants to go home. And he wants to relax. I mean, that clip of him when he found out that he had to do the parade for the after they won the championship,
and then he had a blast.
Yeah, he did. But he was like, "When is parade?"
He's kind of
tomorrow's like, oh,
he's the NBA's version of Al.
Yeah, basically.
Doesn't want to do it. Give him a couple of drinks. He's having a blast.
You know what? That is a perfect analogy.
Kind of, yes.
Maybe that's why they haven't won since, because, you know, he doesn't want to have another parade. Think about that.
Yeah, maybe.
You never know. Rangers Flyers last night.
Oh, yeah, baby. Now we're talking, Jerry.
And a solid night for your team.
Controlling. Got the pass through to Borgen in the middle. Keandre Miller. He scores!
Oh, my God. 79.
That's the way you got to do it. By Keandre Miller. And the Rangers lead it 3-1.
And that was Sam Rosen on MSG. They would win 6-1. Here was Peter Laviolette saying the team's starting to move in the right direction again.
We talked about it before. I mean, I think when you start to, your team starts to win, you start to feel confident. You start to contribute offensively. Not that you need to, but when you do start to, I think players, they start to contribute offensively. They start to feel that a little bit better.
I would say,
Jerry,
so.
You know what's becoming a thing?
Winning.
Rempe to Edstrom, Edstrom to Rempe. I mean, it's a thing now.
Edstrom scored in the first period.
Yes, he did.
He was.
A little deflection, but man, they're playing great. That fourth line's playing terrific.
He was asked what the difference has been.
I got to say defense. I think we're coming out there with a whole different mindset. We're playing for each other in a different way, standing up for our goalkeepers.
And speaking of the goalkeeper, that's Igor Shesterkin, who again had another solid night, 33 saves. John Tortorella says, quite frankly, he's the difference.
One of the keys to the game is their goalie. Yeah. I mean, we end up with 24, 25 scoring chances and couldn't solve him.
And this is why you can win a Stanley Cup if you get in.
That's what you got to hope for. I mean, they have played better defensively, though. I mean, I will say that. But, I mean, there's not as many giveaways in front of the net as there had been in December. That's for sure.
Definitely better. They've won 4 of 5, 6 of 8. Tonight, the Islanders will take on the Flyers. There's a lot going on with Pete Alonso. I got some Joe B. sound that I got to cut up for next hour. In terms of Alonso, it looks like maybe Toronto's.
I mean, if he goes to Toronto, he's going to be paying Canada taxes, I'm assuming, unless they give him a signing bonus. But, I mean, you know, you can take a little less money and stay with the Mets. I don't know. What does he want for the Mets? Like, you know, a bouquet of flowers or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is why what you do when you hire Scott Boras, though. You don't hire Scott Boras to take the hometown discount.
But I'll tell you one thing. The Mets made an offer for him. He turned it down. He bet on himself, and now he's got to rue that decision. And the unfortunate, you know, last couple of years, he hasn't been the clutch guy that you need him to be.
All true. And the Braves signed Jurickson Profar 3 years, $42 million.